Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello! Shake off that Halloween hangover, because it's time for some Daily Pop. Woo! Look yes. Who decided to come back in the building.
Yes.
Morgan Stewart McGraw, everybody.
Yes.
And joining us today is our third co-host, Candace Dillard Bassett, from the Real Housewives of Potomac.
Thank you for having me, darling.
Well, we had to have you here because last night's episode was wild, and we got so many questions. But first, Kim Kardashian was just caught holding another man's hand, and we got some thoughts.
Yeah.
So Kim and Pete Davidson were at an amusement park over the weekend where they were spotted holding hands on a roller coaster. People.com shared the pic. Be honest, what was your first reaction when you saw this photo? Because I know what mine was.
Well, first of all, I instantly thought about them kissing on SNL.
Yes.
It was an innocent kiss. It flashed before my eyes. And then I was kind of like, it just made me like view the periphery like, okay, well, he was with Ariana. Do I think this makes sense? Like, I went through like an embarrassingly long checklist on if I was okay with the situation. Mm. And I'm mediocre on it. I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Yeah. Like, I think that they are, I think he's fun and amusing to her. Do I think that they're necessarily sleeping with one another? I don't know, but I'm happy for her to get out there and be and figure it out. Because I'm like, what is the status? Like, are you with Kanye? Are you going to date other people? This is all I did last week. Just analyze pop culture topics I couldn't talk about.
Damn, white ladies got time.
I got all the time. I had all the time. Yes. I couldn't take anything. I was dead
clear. You and your mom. Just thinking about it.
What were your first thoughts?
We were just talking, and you said that you think they were doing the bump. And I said, no, but now I think that maybe they are, and I'll give her this. I think that she's rebounding. They say the fastest way to get, what, over a new man is to get under one?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting under him. And I'm okay with that, because he's 12.
Yeah.
She's like a grown woman. He's 12. It's not a thing. But if he's, you know, pipe cleaning and what have you, very good.
All right. We are told, by the way, that they are just friends. But I gotta say,
bye, girl. Bye, wig.
No. Let me just let you know something. You know those friends in your life that have a hard type?
Yes.
So hard that they never divert from that type, mm-hmm. even though that type will like screw them over 10 times over?
Yes.
Kim Kardashian has the hardest type in the world.
Yeah.
And we know what happened last time. She had a white man. So I don't know if this is her jam. I will say.
Disaster.
I will say, my first thought when I saw these two was, let me go ahead and sign up for Twitter again and follow Kanye's ass.
Oh,
because
my God.
It's about to be a long night.
But don't you feel like also in a way this guy's kind of perfect for the time right now? Like he's fun, he's quirky, he's totally different than something she's used to. I feel like she wants to have a good time and she wants to just laugh and not be taken. Like, I feel like with Kanye, it's
everything
very
is serious.
It's fashion. It's forward. Yep. It's glamour. It's everything.
It's smizing.
It's genius. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it. But this is sort of like she wants to like go get one of those stupid Mickey Mouse like ice creams and eat it with Pete Davidson right now. I'm all about it.
I think she is the queen of getting people to talk. And she met this man, and this man was like, we should hang out. And she was like, you know what? Let's go to the happiest place on earth and get this jam going. I don't know if Pete Davidson Is a boss enough to step to that?
That's why it's an experiment.
It was Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. She didn't even take it to Disneyland.
By the
that's
way,
enough
also, how do you end up at Knott's Berry Farm? That's a random ass place
to go. It was like a double date.
No, but I feel like Knott's Berry Farm is like when you're on the end of camp and that's like the whack amusement park that you have
Pete
to go to.
Pete is 12. He just came from summer camp. That makes sense. Yes, yes.
But by the way, like, it's a really cute photograph,
I'm not even down this road. I'm going to the next story.
It doesn't even make sense. It does. It looks like.
Thank you.
I'm looking at like a backwards mystery.
That's
hamster.
Him.
It's weird.
He is that guy. Yeah. And we know what he has.
By the way, she's like, anything Courtney can do, I can do better.
Right?
I can get a white man better than you.
Stop it.
Alec Baldwin is speaking out for the first time about the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of his movie, Russ. Mm. Now, he talked to paparazzi in Vermont, but since the investigation is ongoing, things got a little tense when Alec's wife tried to step in.
Ooh,
take a look.
She was my friend. She was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director. We were a very, very well-oiled crew shooting a film together, and then this horrible event happened. Now, I've been told multiple times, don't make any comments about the ongoing investigation, and I can't. Helena Hutchins, I met with her husband, Matthew, and her son.
You know what? No details.
Do me a favor? I'm gonna answer the question. The guy is overwhelmed with grief. This is something that, you know, there are incidental accidents on film sets from time to time, but nothing like this. This is a one in a trillion.
Now, I have to remind the audience that Alec Baldwin is 63 years old, and he was born in 1950. Check a bitch, because that's what people do from the 50s and 60s.
They check you down.
But I truly believe, and I know that he was checking her, I think that you can check your partner sometimes.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding? And in this instance, I'm 100% team Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He needed a second. We have no idea what this man is going through right now. He just experienced something that has shaped the rest of his life.
Traumatic.
To unintentionally experience and have to go through what he went through is something that you don't usually come back from fully. And if he needs to tell his wife in that manner, give me a second while I address the public, he gets that second.
But,
and she,
but,
I would have known as her, let him go because I don't need to step in right now. This is not a press conference about what was going on with her a few months ago. This is a really horrific, serious event. I'm team Alec on this, 100%.
Do you feel like this was like a one-off, or do you feel like this is how they talk to each other? Because I was looking at this like, I didn't flinch. That's how he talks to her.
100%.
Get back in your place.
I think I think she fights back. I don't think she's somebody
she does not.
I think she does. I think in that instance, she was like, okay, whoa. Because again, how can you even, I mean, they're dealing with something that now, like, I mean, not to go so left, but he might never do a movie again. I mean, this is, somebody lost their life at your hand completely unexpectedly.
But.
Who's a 9-year-old son.
Yeah. But I will say, Hilaria.
No, don't do it.
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to take up for Hilaria. Because look, sometimes when your partner is known to pop off at the mouth, as we know people are, it is your husband or wife's job to say, yo, we have been down this road before. Yeah. You have gotten in legal trouble for talking too much. I know that you are going through something, but let me help you.
But that's what she did. She didn't want to escalate it. That's why she moved away. You know when your man's in a place where you're like, okay,
he
I need to
space.
Let him have a second.
Right.
And I also think what she did really well is when the paparazzi said, oh, you know, what's her name again? I almost jumped through the it was, how dare
how
you ask
wild.
About somebody
who just
lost her life, who is
tragically.
A mother of a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah.
You're going to say, what's her name again? And for her to jump in and say, well, then maybe you shouldn't be following this story as far as you are because you don't even know who you're talking about.
100%.
So I think that whole thing, I mean, what can we expect from either of them right now?
Hilaria, I would do the same thing. The one you sat next to me and said, let's not talk to paparazzi, I would remind my husband, we cannot talk to paparazzi.
Yes. Yeah, done.
We'll continue to follow this story and keep you posted on this investigation.
Yes.
Candace, we are so glad you're here because things got a little crazy last night on the season finale of The Real Housewives of Potomac. talking about checking your husband.
Speaking of checking
check
a man,
it. Okay.
Look, just check out this video.
I was checked. Yeah.
Just because you feel a way about something doesn't always mean you need to express it in the phone.
Here is my problem. That motherfucker thinks that everybody's gonna bow down to him, and my ass is not. That motherfucker didn't want to have a dialogue.
Yeah, I get that.
Okay, I'm done talking to you.
You gotta see the other side.
You need to shut the up talking to me, crazy.
That's how it is. My life.
All right, no. Nikki. All right, Nike.
Do not. Nobody is checking anybody over here but me. I'm doing the checking.
Right.
I was upset. So we're having an argument. Chris has a tendency to, like, get loud with me. But he married a black woman. Right. I get louder. Okay, don't do that. And I just didn't like that he was, like, yelling at me in front of everybody at this wedding over that man. I won't call him the name I was going to call him. But over that man.
Right? Yes.
The golem of it all. No. I just didn't like that. But I hate that that's how, like, we ended the season. Because we have those fights all the time. Like, Chris and I, we're very passionate people.
What's your sign?
Sag. I'm fire.
What's
he? Water. Pisces.
Okay.
So he puts me out, as you can see.
Right.
Does he?
Well, he can't.
He bought a bottle of water to a forest fire. He put shit out.
Also, you have to appreciate, and I'm sure you do, like, for him to also, you don't want somebody to just be some sort of pushover and never speak up. Like,
you cannot.
You can't. So he did a good, I mean,
no, he knows how to handle me.
Yeah.
Like, he also knows how to let me be me.
Right.
And, like, I have to be able to say my piece.
Right.
But he knows how to just, you know, tug me to the side and say, okay, let's do this. But don't yell at me. Because
right.
I'm going to cuss you out and walk away
right.
with my headpiece on.
Right.
And then try to sleep with him after y'all get home.
Well, we did. We did do that.
Look, yeah, good. See? That's how it works.
No, the passion.
Like healthy relationship.
Yes.
It's the chaos. They
yes,
love that
we
chaos.
We do.
And
yes,
of course
it's a good thing. It's the
like
passion.
That.
Not chaos. It's passion.
Yes. Mm.
I bet y'all did it in Chesapeake, too, after that fight.
No. Did we? No, I don't like doing it in houses with a lot of people. Like, it's too much.
It's
oh,
too
no,
much.
Not, oh, no, no, I'm the same.
Yeah, when my mom or, like, family's visiting, it's like, no, we can't hump today because there's too many people in the house. I can't do it.
I get
yeah.
that. I understand that.
No. Oh, she'll hump anywhere.
Nope. Shut
well, Exhibit A.
By the way, I guess, yeah, I don't
yes,
have much of a
exactly.
fight right now.
Yeah, no.
We have a preview of the reunion after the break.
Oh,
plus,
dear.
Emily Blunt's secret to locking down John Krasinski. You guys have been doing it wrong this whole time.
Mm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Perpetuate this narrative that I'm broke, that I came from that I ain't been nothing.
My family is never gonna be the same.
Chris, did you try and holler at me?
That's a straight up lie.
Shut up.
Lies from the pits of hell. I'm insecure where you hear lying talk about he tossed your salad, he tossed your salad, he tossed your salad, he tossed your salad.
You're nasty hood rat. Is
I'm a hood
are.
Rat?
Yes.
Okay, your mama.
Justin happier than a Nicki Minaj moment.
Moment
Nothing.
With tequila.
Let me let Nicki you guys know
tequila.
Something.
I can't.
If you check my DMs with Nicki Minaj,
oh my
it's
God.
All about Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yes, I get.
That's
gagged.
All we talk
yes.
about all the time.
Yes.
Tell me how crazy the drama was, because you know I show out when somebody walks through the
yes,
door.
Yes, yes.
So the ladies probably tried to show out.
We screamed. We did not know she was coming.
No, not even a hint.
No. Because it was, I don't want to give too much away, but we were told that it could happen, and then we were told, we don't know, and then we were told it's not going to happen. So we were thinking, we're just going to go through this reunion. It's a regular reunion. We're going to get through it. It's fine. And then we're, like, waiting for another segment to start, and she just pops out of the back of the set.
Oh, my
she
God.
Literally, like, came out of the trees from the back of the set. We had no idea she was coming.
You
it
remember,
was insane.
Remember back in the 90s, whenever they would show Michael Jackson footage of concerts, and you would see, like, everyone passing out and convulsing?
Yes.
That would have been me in my hair,
our
makeup,
faces,
and gown.
Like, what? It was. And then I didn't even recognize her when she came. She's so little.
Is she?
She had
she's
this, so like, tough. Gorgeous blonde wig that I'd never seen before. I was like, who is that? Who is that person? And she gets closer. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Nicki Minaj, like, what are we doing? And the whole time I'm like looking at Robin like, bitch, are we here right now? Is this really happening? Who is this?
Can you believe?
Read us all for filth, completely and entirely. Everybody's wig was over there. It was snatched off. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I'm so on the fact that she's so little.
Right. She's tiny.
I don't know why I didn't think she was so little.
She's a Sag.
She is.
So we had the Sag connection going.
I love a Sag.
She was like where you are for me. And we were like making like eye contact. Mm-hmm. Like there was a connection.
Because I'm Gemini. We're opposite signs. That's why. Yeah.
Y'all are crazy. So I'm Gemini moon.
Oh my God. Okay. I love Gemini.
I'm gonna let them get their astrology zone on and let you guys know that the Real Housewives of Nicki Minaj / Potomac reunion airs Sunday on Bravo.
Oh my God.
Now, everyone, get out your notepad because Emily Blunt is revealing the one thing that led to her engagement. Listen to what she told. I don't know who she told this to. Who she told this to? Oh, some podcast that she did to lock John Krasinski down. I literally had a brain fart.
I just made something that I knew he would love. A roast chicken. Who doesn't love roast chicken? Mm. And the roast chicken I love is Ina Garten's roast chicken. It's called her engagement chicken. Because I think when people make it for people, they get engaged. Oh my God, it's divine. It's really sticky and yummy.
And then they fell in love.
That's it. That's all it took.
By the way,
what?
I've been serving this WAP for years now, trying to get a ring.
That ain't it.
And you trying to tell me some dry ass chicken?
It's in the chicken, honey. It's wet chicken. It's wet, not dry.
It's sticky. Yeah, she said that. Yes. But you know who all said this? Was like Meghan Markle said this like a year and a half ago. Remember when she was like, "We just had roasted chicken."
Make
like
them chicken.
I've heard the chicken.
Yeah.
Like I don't know about that.
It's not the chicken though.
It's not the chicken.
My husband is a chef, and he put it down with some scallops and mushroom risotto.
Ooh.
I gave him my panties.
Yes.
You were like, here.
They were like these big, like luscious scallops.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say big panties. I'm like, yes.
they were little panties.
I was like, big panties?
For some big old scallops.
No, I would've gave him the big ones too, because it was just that good.
Yes.
Not the period
Valentine's
panties.
Day.
Oh my God.
It was like a shrimp. Not shrimp. It was scallop risotto with like a mushroom something and a grapefruit butter sauce.
Ooh. Wow. The citrus.
What's your trick to locking him down?
I don't even know how. I can't believe I do it. I don't even know. I don't even know how. It's like every day I'm like, is this for real?
Yes.
I mean, the way I look in the morning, not good.
Come on, Diamond. Yes.
Not good.
You wake up like this.
Oh, I wish. Yes. It's like the baby hair sticking out one side. I'm like green.
People know
I'm attractive with a little glam.
I wish y'all saw how she woke up in the morning.
Don't do I like that.
No, it's honestly, it's one of those
God
things where it's God is fair. It's
God
true.
Fair.
I can fix it later in the day.
I would never let my man see me like that.
Oh, yeah.
You get used to it after a while. Like, I will still go to bed with eyebrows.
You were such
I'm 3 years into marriage.
Oh.
I still have the eyebrows on. That's it, though. I used to go to bed with like a face. Now it's just eyebrows, and I will stay with eyebrows.
I am scrubbing, wiping my melasma.
No, I gotta keep it a little mystery.
Well, that was on the River Cafe Table 4 podcast. And there are so many podcasts out there.
Yes.
Up next, Marlon Wayans joins us live. He's talking comedy, dad bods, and will there ever be a white chick sequel that I can audition for? You don't want to miss it.
You would be great for that.
I would be great in white chick.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, you guys. It is time for today's Hollywood Minute. Heather and Tariq Al Moussa are officially honeymooners. They gave us an exclusive look at their 10-day trip to the Maldives, and they're planning on capping it off with a few nights in Dubai. Heather told us this is their dream vacation, and they hope to come back every year for their anniversary. And E! True Hollywood Story is back tonight at 10 p.m., and you won't want to miss this episode on Hollywood Mysteries.
2 days before the Grammy party, an erratic Whitney brought Bobby Christina along when she crashed an interview with Clive Davis.
Come say hi to your godfather.
Okay.
On the day of the party, February 11th, she told her assistant that she had a sore throat.
So the assistant said, go ahead and take a bath. I'll go do some errands and I'll come back and check on you.
National Family Caregivers Month starts today. To help celebrate, NBC Universal is launching its Caregivers Initiative to honor anyone who volunteers their time to care for someone who might not be able to care for themselves. We'll be using the hashtag giving because we care to let these heroes know they're appreciated. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Kristen Stewart is Princess Diana in Spencer. The new film focuses on a tense 3 days during the Christmas holidays when her marriage to Prince Charles unravels. We caught up with KSU to chat about the role, her thoughts on motherhood, and her chances at an Oscar.
Fight them. You are your own weapon. 3 days. That's it.
Why this period in her life?
Those small moments people don't consider, like what it must have felt like to actually take that step forward and go, I think it's time to talk about this. It's like the moments that led up to that must have just been something else. You know?
They know everything.
They don't.
Will they kill me, do you think?
There were times where I kind of saw this glimmer in your eye where you went from Diana to Kristen. Were there moments that you reflected on while playing her where you found yourself in a fishbowl that you wanted to get out of?
I have always only been trying to lean towards being myself my whole life. Even while playing characters, I'm trying to get to the deeper parts of who I actually am. And in terms of performers, like those are the types of performances that I'm mostly moved by and interested in are people that are really revealing themselves.
Mommy, what happened to make you so sad?
Did that little William and Harry make you want to get two of your own?
In the moment, yeah. Then I got home and I was like, that's currently unrealistic. But yeah, I love those kids. They made it so easy for me. I'm the youngest in my family. I have never had to like babysit or do anything like that. Watching her with her kids is the most transcendently animalistic experience you can have watching Diana. You just go like, whoa, she knows exactly who she is in those moments.
Diana, for the good of the country.
For the country.
Pablo, I think you and I can speak on this. This is Kristen's Oscar role. Am I wrong?
Oh, amigo, I don't know.
Oh, amigo.
We don't talk about it. We just don't
Dude,
talk about
I
it.
I have to adopt this reaction because he does this amigo thing whenever anything comes up. That's, and I don't even mean just like in interviews, just in life. Like a hard question comes up or whatever thing bubbles up that is like, we need to get over this amigo.
Amigo. Amigo.
Spencer is in theaters this Friday. You do not want to miss it. Still ahead, we're live with Marlon Wayans, and things might get a little wild next.
Paparazzi took so many pictures of me, my brothers found out things about me they didn't know I did. Phone rings. Zuzu Keenan.
What's up, little boy?
Sean. Z-Z-Z. Hey, stupid. What are you doing, stupid? Damon. Z-Z.
Hey, let me ask you something. When did you learn how to snorkel?
He was just nominated for 2 People's Choice Awards. Yeah. Please welcome Marlon Wayans to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
Nominated. Ain't that something? I'm feeling like somebody.
Oh, my
this
God.
The mama, this is the man my mama was trying to make.
Yeah.
Right? And by the way, I like the PCAs because your fans have to nominate you.
That's
you know what I mean?
Honor. That's like a
honor.
Huge honor.
Yeah.
It really comes from the people that really, like, watch you and beef you up.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Yeah. It's the people that support you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That actually show up to your shows and actually, you know, care about you and, you know, hug you in the street.
Yeah.
And ask you to take pictures. I love it. You know, and people don't understand for me how important it was because, you know, doing this tour, being away from people during the pandemic, not being able to perform, so much was happening to me. I was depressed. I lost my mama. And once I started going on stage again and realizing my purpose and making people smile and making people laugh, I started laughing again with them. So I don't know how important people understand that they are to artists like myself.
Yeah.
Marlon, we live in this like really ridiculous cancel culture, as we all know. Okay, so how hard is it for you to do comedy in a world where everybody wants to cancel everybody for everything? Yeah.
Girl, I've been canceled since day one, so you know.
Me too.
If I care about cancel culture, you know what I mean? Everything I've done is cancelable.
From
Don't Be a Menace to Scary Movie to White Chicks. White Chicks alone, we'd have been canceled. Like, but I don't pay attention to cancel culture because cancel culture is really about, you know, I think it's really trying to take our First Amendment and away from us.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's American people. I think it's people in foreign countries that's jealous of that First Amendment that we have, and they go to Twitter and these Instagrams, they put these opinions out there because they're trying to strip us of the greatest thing that we have in this country, which is the First Amendment, man, which is freedom of speech. And I don't believe in cancel culture because as many people can say they cancel you, it's not your fans. Your fans gonna show up regardless.
100%.
And sometimes your fans want that from you. My fans want me to be a little bit naughty. A little bit foolish. They want me to say the stuff that they too scared to say. Yeah. So I'm gonna say it.
If I go to a comedy show and I'm not offended, I'm asking for my money back. Yes. Like, I need
to cross my pearls one time.
Run me that $225.
I like to see at least three or four walkouts. And I go, good, now we can start having some fun.
Well, you brought up something that is very near and dear to my heart, and I think a cultural, you know, icon in its own. Yes. White Chicks was everything, and we are ready for the sequel. So when can I audition for White Chicks 2?
You ready to be in it?
I'm ready to be in it.
You throwing your name in the hat early, huh?
Uh huh.
Replace me and Sean and be the next one. Go for it.
No, he can be the cousin. He's just the cousin.
You can spend 7 hours in makeup. Go for it. Matter of fact, you can take my role.
No. I want to be Cousin Sydney.
Cousin Sydney, period. Listen, done.
I'm going to save you from 7 hours of makeup. If it took me that long, I felt sorry for white women at a point. I was like, do y'all do this every day? 7 hours?
Put it on. But
as much as I want to do a sequel to that one, I think about 7 hours of makeup, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. I just want to do movies where I play a black guy.
Yeah. That's easier. Yes. Just put a little powder on top of your face. So, okay, you joined Will Smith on the Dad Bod Challenge.
Eli.
Okay, I want to see this.
Eli.
And you vowed to get into the best shape of your life. I want to see the pecs. I want to see the abdominal muscles. How is it going? Let me see the booty muscles. How is it going?
Here's what had happened. Well, it always starts with what happened was I was getting in shape and I was looking great. And then I was close and I was about to have like my 25-year-old body back.
Yeah.
I was about to make The Rock jealous. And then
oh my gosh.
I got shoulder surgery. I had arthritis, tendonitis, bursitis, and a tear in my right shoulder.
Welcome to 50.
So I had to get shoulder surgery. So it took me out the gym for 3 months. So now I'm back in. So now give me till like January, February, and Valentine's. I'm gonna show y'all this new body.
Right?
That's
right. Look, you don't have to work too hard on the body because let me just... I'm gonna bring up something. Kim Whitley was on this show.
I'm so ready.
And,
I'm so ready.
You know, she was talking about, you know, a baseball bat that you carry around.
The nether regions.
She said a small bat, a small Louisville slugger. You know, the ones that you get on bat day at Yankee Stadium.
I gotta know, were your DMs popping after that came out?
Because I believe her. She was telling the truth and nothing but the truth. I need to know.
Black men aren't supposed to blush, but that one.
I love it!
She crazy, bro. Like,
oh, you are embarrassed.
Like, do you know how many big heads I got in my DMs that day? I was like, what is going on? And all these girls,
yes!
I was like, oh, no. And then I Googled and seen she was talking about my thing. I was like, man.
She was talking about your thing.
She's setting all kind of expectations. And I'm not a shower. I'm a grower. So she must have had a good time.
So there was more.
Ciao.
Well, you guys, we got to go to break. If you're thinking about dating Marlon Wayans, please update your PPO.
Yes.
You may need it. And you can vote for Marlon by going to votepca.com and check out who wins the People's Choice Awards. It airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. And check out his special on HBO Max. You don't want to miss it. Marlon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Marlon.
Congratulations.
On everything.
You know what it is. Thank y'all.
I know what it is. I feel bad for any woman walking into that bedroom.
No, honey.
After the break, La Roach is here. He says Zendaya changed his life. Plus, I've got a little surprise for these ladies. That's next.
Ooh, we love surprises.
It's been nearly 30 years since Out Magazine debuted, giving a voice to the LGBT plus community. The new issue honors some trailblazers, including celeb stylist La Roach. He told me his secret to success and how Zendaya changed his life. It's a big day. It's a big day for me as a black man, as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, because we're celebrating
30 years of Out Magazine, 300 issues, and to have you on the cover of Out, what does that mean to you?
I'm now part of a narrative. I'm part of a story. And I'm just, I think I'm having an incredible year. And I'm overwhelmed and emotional about the cover Out and to be put on the cover and put on the cover with Simone, the doll. It's really exciting. It's really overwhelming.
It's so interesting because we talk about fashion, and for the longest time, the people that were forefront as stylists were, you know, the stereotypical white ladies. You had Rachel Zoe, who kind of got the recognition and got to pull and go in the archives. And you didn't see a lot of, you know, us.
You didn't see any, none. Rachel was the blueprint, right? Rachel, her career was the career that I wanted. I had to figure it out. You know, I had to set a goal. I just had a girl who trusted me. And let me breathe and let me fly and let me figure things out. I'm so grateful for my partner in style and my, you know, style soulmate Zendaya, because she always let me be.
I feel like Zendaya was not a process. Y'all met and it was seamless from day one.
We met each other one day, she was 14, and we were just like, and we have never parted. Like, I'm the only stylist she's ever had with regards to fashion. Every single look you've ever seen her wear, I chose.
My stylist, Law and I, who has been my one and only stylist since the beginning of it all, we're very inspired by the essence of a time period.
I need to know the tea. For years, Tiffany Haddish felt like the funny girl. And all of a sudden, she put on a blonde wig and some couture, and all of a sudden, she's the baddest bitch in the world. Yeah. How did you get her to embrace the baddie that we all knew lived inside of her?
Well, she's beautiful. Tiffany's beautiful. I think what it is that I don't come in trying to change anyone, right? I come in and to try to help you be the best you that you could possibly be. Some people just want to feel pretty.
Ilah Roach styled me today.
Aww, how lovely is your relationship with him?
That's my friend. That's my boo. He's my husband. He don't know it yet, though.
They've all been very supportive. You know, when I was with Celine the first time around, I was doing America's Next Top Model. And, you know, I would tour with her, and then I would fly to New York and do that show for 2 seasons. And she was very supportive.
Y'all on a first name basis?
Celine. Yes.
The greatest singer of all time.
Of all time, yeah. I'm back with Celine. I'm working on the costumes for her new Vegas show.
I'm going to imagine, for a little gay boy running around who's into fashion, it must have been a hard, you know, time growing up.
I'm not even gonna pretend like it was that hard. I always give my mother credit. She always let me play with Barbie dolls. I was never shamed for that. You know, and I think I always say that Barbie was my first client. I used to actually go to Toys R Us, I used to steal Barbie clothes. I was always so confident in who I was. I did this show, and it was about coming out. And on that show, I realized that I never had a coming out because I felt like I've always been who I was.
I'm so happy we got a chance to talk because we talk about you at least once a week on the show, and we truly believe that you are the LeBron James of fashion. Thank you for everything you do.
All right, Out Magazine's 300th print issue will be on stands November 22nd. And now it's time for us to make a big reveal. I don't know what this is. Justin is also featured in the issue. Yay. And we've been hiding your photo from you. So here it is. I haven't seen it. You really not seen this?
I've never seen the photo.
The fact that it's actually good and we don't have to fake it right now. No. Thank God.
Reaction.
Yes, I brought my OnlyFans to the photo shoot.
OnlyFans, please.
My
OnlyFans. You're a diva fan, honey.
I love this.
Don't you love the photo?
Oh,
my God.
Who styled this?
Taylor O'Rear, who works here.
Wow, Taylor. Snaps.
Grayscale was the suit. And I found out about this when I was in New York doing the Today Show on a Thursday and had to shoot this on Monday.
Wow.
So everyone scattered.
Like those donuts.
Donuts I always have, I had to work off over the weekend. But
this is amazing.
You guys,
stunning.
My first time flying ever, I flew to San Francisco to visit a friend of mine. I was 17 years old. It was my first time on a plane.
Yeah.
And someone had left an Out magazine on the plane.
Wow.
And I was 17 and in the closet and in South Louisiana. Yep. And I remember taking the Out magazine and reading it when I got home.
And I used to wonder if I would ever even be able to meet a man influential enough to be in Out Magazine.
Right.
Wow. So to be featured in the Out 100
unbelievable.
Is the craziest thing I have. I can't even.
It's really, this is a huge honor and a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, and such a nice little nugget for you to celebrate.
Yes.
Just on the heels of my 35th birthday. Like how great.
Exactly. Yes. Lovely. It's such a full circle moment for you to get to enjoy that. These things happen once in a while and it's like, all right, thank you.
100%.
Right. Yep.
You had told me you were pregnant like the day before and I was like, man, can I win today? And then they were like, ha ha.
Magazine time.
Done and done.
Period.
Yes.
Up next, she is the wedding designer to the stars. Monique Lhuillier is here. She's telling us all about working with some of Hollywood's biggest celebrities. You do not want to miss this. When the who's who of Hollywood get engaged, they call family. And designer Monique Lhuillier. And not necessarily in that order, she is here with us today.
Hi.
I have to let you guys know, I went to the book signing for this.
Stunning.
25 years in bridal fashion. She made this book to commemorate it. And the story behind the brand, it moved me so much. I got on the phone and I called my producers and I said, we have to have this woman on. What has been your favorite part of building this unbelievable powerhouse?
Empire.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. It's hard to believe 25 years has already happened in the past. So this book commemorates the journey, the dream, seeing that dream become a reality, and really making women feel the best versions of themselves is what I, you know, set out to do. And to see it happen and so beautifully, it's really amazing. And I'm filled with pride and joy. There's so many milestones that have gotten me here. I can start talking about, I started in bridal for the first 5 years. Mm. I designed whites and ivories, and I said I needed color in my life, and that's when the ready-to-wear collection started. Then I started showing New York Fashion Week for over a decade, and then decided to take it to Paris Couture Week, which I did. And then along the way, dressing so many wonderful powerhouse women who have, you know, helped the world say my name properly.
Yeah.
You know, because they couldn't say my last name for the life of them for the first 4 years.
Is it that hard? I feel like Lhuillier, it's not that difficult of a name to say.
You know why? You know what? Because you know it.
Because
you
know? I know it. I've always known it.
It's synonymous with bridal, but you have transformed some of the biggest celebrities into brides. How did you become the celebrity bridal designer?
Well, you know, I loved fashion from a very young age, and I went to fashion school, and then I got engaged when I was 22 years old, and this was back in 1993.
Oh, wow.
And I was looking for the perfect wedding dress, and I had a hard time finding, you know, what I was looking for. So I embarked on starting this company, and I started it with my husband, Tom Bugby, who's the CEO of our company. And together we started. We had no experience, just being fearless, and said, we can do this. And we started. And, you know, then we kind of learned along the way as we were going. And I knew after year four, something was working, because when they would say that Monique girl, that Monique L, finally Lhuillier was coming out, right? And I was like, okay, we're making some progress here, people. And that was that. And then
4 years.
And then I think the ready to wear and the red carpet really helped, you know, cement what I do. And I always, you know, compare it to red carpet is when the world is watching, so the celebrity wants to look and feel her best. And weddings, people come to me when they want to look their best for friends and family. So it's really the same end goal.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I do. And this book really celebrates, you know, everyone's collaboration, from the stylists that I work with to, you know, the talents and just, I mean, all the collaborators.
Right. How hard was it to narrow down 25 years into this book?
It was really difficult to do. And you know what? I'm actually glad I had this project, because I did this during COVID lockdown. It took me a year and a half to put this book together. And in hindsight, if I didn't stay home that long, I don't think I could have finished it. There was so much to go through, you know, from Polaroids in the early days to like going through all the other things, and like how to, you know, tell the story and edit it. So that was tough.
Also, did you catch that she's still married to the same man?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, just so we're on that same page.
100%. We
started
age.
This brand 25 years.
And worked together,
and she's doing all of that. Okay. You also, I mean, obviously we talked about your red carpet looks. What do you prefer? Do you prefer doing bridal, or do you prefer doing red carpet?
I love doing both. I can't pick one or the other. And I think that my bridal has become stronger because I do red carpet and ready to wear.
Do you have a favorite dress?
From red carpet.
Do you have a top two favorite dresses in all the 25 years that really stick out in your mind?
You're not doing well. I love the cover of the book, so let's
the
just
cover
say,
is insane.
You know, yes. This bridal gown is incredible.
How long does it take to make a dress like this?
This gown takes around 2,000 hours to do because it's all done by hand.
Forget
and
it.
All that,
can you believe?
You know, the rosettes are.
I mean,
and it's in a blush pink color, which you know I've been doing for years. But when I designed Reese Witherspoon's wedding dress back in 2011, she wore a blush pink gown, and I knew once she wore it that it was here to stay, and that was a highlight
that
of my
was
career.
I have chills. I'm such a loser.
Wait.
I love the fact, because I literally, it was, first of all, it's such a subtle, you can't, it's like
you
pink,
can't tell.
But it takes a second to register that it is not ivory or white. It is such a beautiful, delicate cover, like color.
Can we talk about my favorite moment of all time? Michelle Obama meeting the Pope wearing Monique. When that moment happened, because it hit me hard, the first black first lady, the ultimate first lady, wearing the ultimate first lady.
Well, you know, for me, those years of dressing her during the White House years were, you know, highlight in my career.
Of
she
course.
Wore me multiple times, but seeing her on the balcony with the Pope was one of my biggest achievements. And then also I dressed her for the Kennedy Honors and the Correspondents' Dinner. So there's a lot of wonderful memories. And then I got to go to the White House, too, and meet them. So it was really a highlight in my career.
Oh my God,
you
just teach us how to be Monique Lhuillier. Hopefully it's in this book, you guys get it. It's amazing.
Yes, Monique Lhuillier, Dreaming of Fashion and Glamour is out now. It is such an amazing, amazing book. You have to get it. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. Oh, that was a preview of the 36th annual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. Performers included Keith Urban, Christina Aguilera, and Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And this year's inductees include Jay-Z, Tina Turner, and the Foo Fighters. The show airs on HBO and HBO Max on November 20th. Candace.
Thank you so much for being here.
Deep Space is out.
Deep Space is out.
That LA listening party, how crazy did it get?
It was so much fun. I dropped it like it was hot. I did a little dance, a little jig. My dancers, we learned the choreography like the day of.
No.
In my Airbnb, went to Queensbury. Shout out to Queensbury. Shout out to Legendary Damon for having me. It was so much fun.
You know why she had to learn it the day before? You know why she had to learn it the day of?
Why?
Ask her.
Why? Oh, because of you?
No, because of you.
You and the peer pressure. You guys were like, we went out to Craig's. And he was like, no, it's fine. You just stay here. And you, Giselle, and Ashley were like peer pressuring me. So I stayed and
she
got drunk.
And she
I had to lie to my team and say, oh, I'm stuck here and my purse is there. And I was like dropping like it was hot.
There you go.
The hour before.
So 11 o'clock.
It's fine. You got this shot. That's all that matters.
All right.
No. Yes.
Check
Antoine Maxwell.
Damn.
Right
he killed
now.
That shot.
Killed it
is unbelievable. Anywhere you stream, Candace, this was so much fun.
Thank you, guys.
Set your DVR because you don't want to miss Daily Pop tomorrow. Idris Elba, Regina King, Kathy Hilton,
damn.
The Jonas Brothers, JoJo Siwa.
Yes.
And check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11. Morgan will be there.
Yes.
And join us every weekday at 11 a.m. for Daily Pop right here on E! And last but not least, Potomac reunion, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj!
Say more, drama,
yes.
Wigs,
pink. Ah, yes!
You is me.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.